We are on the Dafta. It's the Megillah Daf Yudalev Aleph, but we are in the towards the end of Daf Yud Amud Beis. Obviously, we'll continue that first. The last thing we just described was we're in the middle of saying the drashas that Chachamim used to open up the Megillah with, right? Yeah. So the last one we saw was one comparing Ahasuerus to Mordechai on the one hand, and Esther to Vashti on the other. Right, the next one said, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi pasach lapitzka lahay parsa me'acha. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi would start talking about the Megillah from here. Vayehi kasher. Vayah kasher satan Hashem aleichem leitiv eschem, ken yasis la'ra lachem. Right? Just as the pasuk says that it will be like when Hashem was very, very happy to do nice things for you. So too, he will, I suppose, be happy to do a bad thing to you, meaning there will be punishment sometimes, right? The story of Purim starts off with a punishment. Is it really true that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is happy when Rishayim and people are punished? No, that makes no sense. And doesn't the pasuk say, right? They would put in front of the people who were going out to the army, they would put out Levim to make them sing and dance for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, implying that we were trying to prevent them to be punished, right? The idea is that they're in a very dangerous situation, and so we'll try to basically stack up their merits at that particular point. Yeah? So it says, "V'amar Rabbi Yochanan nimeimar lo neimar ki toiv behodazos." Why doesn't it say? Usually it says "Hodul Hashem ki toiv." Why "Hodul Hashem ki lelam chasdo"? Why doesn't it say "ki toiv"? Lefi she'ena Kadosh Baruch Hu sameach mitmachlas and shorashoyim. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not happy when Rishoyim are going to die. Rishoyim will die during war. People will be punished and they will die during war. Therefore, this is not a situation inherently which makes the Kadosh Baruch Hu happy. Okay? Right, therefore, we don't say ki tov, we don't say it's good, we say ki lelam chasdo, he is forever merciful, or he is forever kind. Yeah? Rabbi Yechna says, Ibnei ma lo neema... Okay, we already did that. V'amar Rabbi Yechna says, Mai dichzi v'loi karav zel ze kol ha laila. What does it mean? No, the two didn't get close to each other all night. Where's that pasuk from? Parashas Beshalach, right, the Machane Yisrael never got close to the Machane Yisrael. Machane Yisrael never got close to Machane Yisrael all night long because the Malach Hashem was between them, right, in an Amud Anan, in a pillar of cloud. Yeah? But Bikshu Malachi Ashar is Lamar Shira, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Maasei Adai Tovim Vayam Vatem Amrim Shira. Right? The drash is at this point, right, when the Mitzrayim were being punished for everything that had happened to the Jews, right, when they were drowning during Kriyas Yamsuf. So the angels famously said they wanted to sing to God, they wanted to praise God for what had happened, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "No, my creations are drowning, and you're going to sing praise to me? Can't be. This is not a good thing. It's necessary, but it's not good." Parenthetically, a famous question gets asked about, but wait, didn't the Jews sing praise for God? Right? About the fact that the Mitzrim were drowned in the ocean. So the answer is, the Jews weren't really singing praise for God because the Mitzrim drowned, it's because they were saved. Right? That's different, because they were there and they were directly affected. The Malachim were not, so the Malachim can't praise God for what happened. Okay. Amar Rabbi Elazar said, "Hu einoisas avalachirim mesis." Rabbi Yozar has a different answer. He says, Akash Baruch Hu is not happy when Rishayim get punished, but he does make other people happy. In other words, he allows us to be happy about it. V'dikanam, and therefore the pasuk which says that Akash Baruch Hu is going to be happy when Rishayim get punished, is applicable to Purim. Right? V'dikanam, and this is the very precise read, d'chziv ken yasis v'loik ziv yisois, shmamina. And it makes sense because it says yasis and not yisois. Yisois would have been Akash Baruch Hu is sus, he's happy. Yasis means, it's a causative, it means he's making other people happy. Right, it's a different structure in Hebrew. For those of you who have done Hebrew, it's a hifil and not a pal or binyan akal. Okay? Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana pasach lapitzka lahai parash sameacha. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana will start teaching the Megillah from here. La'adam she'toiv lefanav nasan chachma v'das v'simcha. To the man who was good in front of him, he gave wisdom and knowledge and happiness. That's Mordechai. Is it Mordechai Tzadik? Lechayte nasan inyan le'asoyf lechnois. And to the chote, to the sinner, he gave the desire to really collect a lot of things, to collect a lot of wealth. Ze Haman, right? That's Haman. La seis la toiv lifnei Elohim, to give good before God. Ze Mordechai v'Esther. That's Mordechai v'Esther. It says the pasuk. Vatasam Esther es Mordechai al beit Haman. It says that Esther, when she was given the household and all the property of Haman by Achashverosh, she put Mordechai in charge of the household of Haman. Right, so we see that that means, that we see that somebody who is good and somebody who is wise will get good from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He will be rewarded. Right, Rabba Bar Afran, Pasach Lapiskal, I Parsha Me'acha. Rabba Bar Afran would start talking about the Megillah from here. Ve'samtikis I be'elam ve'avati misham melech vasarim. And I will place my throne in Elam. That's a place, right? And I will get rid of from there the kings and the ministers, anybody else, right? Melech zuvashti, the king, that's Ma'ashti. Ve'sarim zehaman ve'aseres manav, the ministers, that's Haman and his 10 sons. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadesh his name. He put his throne down in Shushan. Everybody knew at that point who HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. We know that because the pasuk says, Ve'rabim me'aretz misyahadim. Many of the people in Paras and Madai actually converted to Judaism after this story because they saw the Nathan and they understood what it meant to him. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the entire world. Yeah? Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak pasul apiskalai parshas meacha. Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak started talking about it from here. Ki avadim anachnu uva avduseinu lo yazavnu elehinu vayetaleinu chesed lifnei malchei paras. Emas bizman aman. The pasuk says that we are slaves, right? And in our slavery and in our subjugation, we didn't leave our God, right? And he placed onto us chesed, kindness, in front of the kings of Paras of Persia. When will that happen? In the time of Haman. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa pasach apiskal ay parshas the parshas meacha herkavta enoish l'reshenu banu ba'esh uvamayim. Right, you put a man instead of your God in front of us, right? And we were passed through fire and water. We were passed through a trial of fire and water. Ba'esh, trial of fire. V'meinim chodanserah ra. Right, in the time of Nebuchadnezzar Harasha, we will pass through fire because Hananiah, Mishael, Verazariah, for refusing to bow down to a statue of Nebuchadnezzar, were thrown into a furnace. Right, and they survived. The angel saved them. Uvamaim, the water, be me Paroi. Right, who tried to kill us with water? That was Paroi. Paroi tried to call a ben hayiloida. Throw any male child who was born into the Nile, right? And you took us out into calm, into a calm place. Bimei Haman. In that time, the Jews were brought into a calm, were brought into a sort of calm, into a good place, right? Rabbi Yochanan pasach la pesach la hapi la pasach la pischa la hapar semeach. Rabbi Yochanan will start teaching from here. Zech zacher chesdoi v'em nasa levi Yisrael. Roll call for afsei aris es Yeshua seleheinu. Right, he remembered his kindness and his oath, what he had sworn to the house of Israel and all of the afsei aris, all the people in the land saw the salvation which came from our God. When did this happen? Be made Mordechai and Esther, not in the time of Mordechai and Esther. Again, many people from the nations were converted. Right, they saw what had happened and they understood it. Reish Lakish Pasach Lapitzcha LaHapar Sameacha. Reish Lakish will start talking about it from here. Ari Noheim V'Dov Shor Keik Moshel Rasha Al Am Dal. Right? And Ari Noheim, a lion roars V'Dov Shor Keik, and a bear growls. Right? Right, and there is an evil ruler on a simple or a poor nation. Arinoim, Zenuchanser Arasha. Right, Nebuchadnezzar is the lion who roars. Dichsiv be Allah Arye Misibchoi. Right, because the Misubchoi, sorry. Right, that because the pasuk says about him, Allah Arye Misubchoi. Right, the lion came from among his surrounds. There are some mepharshim who say that's because Nebuchadnezzar has a harem, right? He has a lot of different wives, and so similarly, a male lion usually has a whole bunch of lionesses around him. Dov shokek, the bear that growls, the achashverish dichziv be v'aru chayu chiva chareich tanina dme ledov. There are famously four. The context is in Daniel. There are famously four angels, four animals that Daniel sees. Right, each one of them represents a different nation. Right, a different nation is gonna oppress the Jews. So Dov, the Dov is representative of Paras Umadai. Right, it's the third one. And it's the second one. And it's representative of Paras and Madai in Daniel. Yeah? Vesani Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef said, Eilu Parsiim Shechlin Veshaysin Gedov. These are the Parsiim, these are the Persians, because they eat and drink like bears. They eat and drink non-stop, without any end. Umesur Balim Basar Gedov, and they have rolls of fat, like a bear does. Umegadlim Se'ar Gedov, and they grow their hair long, like a bear. Ve'ein Lemelhem Menucha Gedov, and they never rest, like a bear. Bears hibernate, so I'm not certain exactly what that last one means. But, okay. There. Moshe Rasha, who's the evil ruler? Zehaman, that's Haman al Amdal. Who's the poor nation? This is obvious already. Ze'elu Yisrael, that's a Jews. Shehim Dalim Minat Mitzvah. But, what's the reason? Because in the time of the Golos in Paras, in Persia, right, they weren't keeping Mitzvahs properly. They'd lost faith in the bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. As a prize for mitzvah to the story of Purim, and we'll see this shows up again, right, in the Gemara. They weren't keeping mitzvahs as they should, right, because they'd lost faith and they decided basically to assimilate.
It wasn't one of the psukim we just brought now as a proof. I can't remember which one that was, but it was that the Jews didn't lose their faith during this time. Can we just say that?
The narrative of Chazal sort of consistently is that the Jews, prior to the miracle of Purim, when things were basically okay for them, they'd basically lost faith. Then it became really, really bad and they returned. They did Shuvah. Right? So, for example, Esther got them to fast for 3 days. So they did Shuvah and then they were saved. That's the narrative fairly consistently in Chazal. Okay. Rabbi Elazar Pasach Lapitzcha LaHapar Sameacha Batzaltayim Yimach HaMikre V'Shiflus Yadayim Yidlaf HaBayis. Rabbi Elazar started talking about it from here, right? Ba'atzaltayim yimach ha-mikre. So when, I suppose when they were lazy, right? When they were lazy, what happened? The bad thing that would happen, right? And because of carelessness, right, the house will be set on fire, right? Bishvil atlusha yalehem leYisrael, shelo yasku b'Torah nes asoin oshel kadosh baruch hu mach, right? Because the Jews were lazy and they weren't learning Torah properly. Right, the enemy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu became very powerful. That's obviously Haman. Ve'in machel ani, and became poor. right? Ven machalani. The word mach means a poor person's demar, ve'im machu merkecha. Right, because the pasuk says about somebody who can't fulfill an oath he made to the Beit HaMikdash, if he's too poor, a particular type of oath, an erech, arachin, right? If he's too poor to do it, right? Vein mikre el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mikre, the word mikre, that happening really means the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ne'emar ha-mikre b'mayim, ha-mekare b'mayim al yosav. That pasuk is talking about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What it means is not exactly clear, right? But it's clearly talking about God, and therefore we can see ha-mekare, ha-mikre, that's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, this will say again. Sono shel Kadosh Baruch Hu means the enemy of God. It's a euphemism for Jews who are not keeping mitzvahs properly. In this case, not learning Torah properly, right? Because the idea is a Jew, as in at least I suppose literally, who's performing sins is an enemy of God, right? Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak pasal al pischal ay parsim eachas shir amalai to le Hashem ashayalano yemarna Yisrael le Hashem shayalano bekum aleinu adam, right? If it were not for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Jews will, Yisrael will say, if it were not for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when a man stands upon us and tries to put us down, Adam Elei Melech, a man and not a king, right? Meaning this parasha is talking about Haman because Haman was a man and not a king. Yeah. Rabba pasach la piskal ha parsha sameach. Rabba would talk about it here. Biraboy tzadikim yismach ha'am v'shoy resha yenach ha'am. When there's many tzaddikim, the nation will be happy. When there's many rishayim, when the rasha is ruling, then already the nation will sigh. It'll be difficult. When there are many tzaddikim, the nation will be happy. That's Mordechai and Esther. They made the nation happy, right? Because the pasuk says that the city of Shushan was rejoicing and happy. When the Russia rules, the nation will sigh. Zeh Haman, that's Haman. Dichsiv, Yerushalayim Nevoicha. It says that the city of Shushan was in distress. He would start over this. Who is such a great nation that God is close to him? Meaning us, right? This is a sign of God's closeness to us, right? Rav Ashi Aramehacha, Oy Hanisai Elohim Vegomer, the pasuk says, or did a Kadosh Baruch Hu ever try to come, Lavoy Lakachas Goy, we care of Goy, to bring a nation out from another nation, in signs, they're all different words of signs, miracles, right? Uva Milchaman with a war, Uva Yad Chazakam with a strong hand, Uva Zeron Eto Yohan with an outstretched arm, Uva Murim Dolem with great sights, Kechol Asher Asalachem Hashem, like everything God did for you in Mitzrayim before you. You saw all the miracles He did for you. Same thing, right? The comparison between Purim and Pesach is that, right, just as He did many, many miracles to save us during Pesach, right? So too, He did miracles to save us during Purim. And should note the previous pasuk, Ki mi goy gadol asher lo elayim krevim elav, kashem alekinu asher bechol koreinu elav, is a couple of psukim before. It's part of the same parasha, right? But they're two very, very different perspectives. Are you saying that the story of Purim is a sign of God's basically unending supervision and unending care for the Jewish people? Or are you saying that the story of Purim is a sign of God's miracles for us when we're, you know, in the most dire of needs? Right? It's a funny question, because Purim is, of course, a Nes Nistar. It was not. God did not reveal His hand openly. Okay? Again, Vayhi Bimei Achashverosh. So now starting with the... we're starting in the middle of... sorry, at the beginning of the Megillah. And it wasn't the time of Achashverosh. Amar Rav. Rav said, Vay Vehai. Oy Vavoy. That is what it means. Right? Vayhi. He's darshaning it to mean the way they would have said, Oy Vavoy. Vay Vehai. Right? As part of the Tochacha, we say that you will be sold to your enemies as slaves and as serving girls, right? That is what happened at the beginning of the story of Purim, right? Right? Right, and Shmuel said the correct pasuk that about this is not v'yiskarchartem l'asham le'vechel avadim l'shvachos. Right from the beginning, the Megillah is really going to be telling a good story. So Shmuel, it's not that it's telling a bad story which turned good. It's telling a good story. Right, the whole story is good. Right, I was not disgusted with them. I didn't abandon them. I didn't end them. I didn't leave them. Right, in the days of Lumas Dim, I didn't leave them. In the days of the Greeks, I look at Tim. I didn't. suppose, make them disgusting. I didn't think that they were nothing. That's in the time of Vespasian, right, when the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. To end them, in the time of Haman. Haman tried to not merely... No, I didn't make them disgusting in the time of the Greeks, meaning they didn't. The Jews didn't go over to Avodah Zarah, right? I didn't bring a distance, a strong gap between them. Even the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, we can still be close to God, right? Lechalisam, to end them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow Haman to destroy the entire Jewish people, allow Perabri Siyatam to remove my, to cancel my covenant with them, Bimeromim. I never cancelled my covenant with the Jewish people. Why is the Gemara saying that? Because that's exactly what the Romans, who are the Christians, claim. Right, they claim that the covenant between God and the Jew, or claimed until 50 years ago, until 60 or so years ago, they claimed that the covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jews was over, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cancelled it. The answer is, no, he didn't. Because I am Hashem, your God, be me go my God. In the final war before the Mashiach comes, Hashem will be our God, he will protect us. We have a Bryce that says, I didn't discuss them. Be me Kastim, in the day of the Kastim. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Ve'Azariah. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Ve'Azariah refused to do Avodah Zarah for Nebuchadnezzar. Right, therefore we were not made disgusting by Avodah Zarah. I didn't make them disgusting. And that's in the time of the Greeks. Shemani laim Shimon HaTzadik, because I brought them Shimon HaTzadik, right? Vechashbonai uvanav and Matisyahu Chashbonai and his sons who saved us from doing Avodah Zarah for the Romans. Matisyahu Kohen Gadol and Matisyahu the Kohen Gadol. Lechalisam, to destroy them. Bimei Haman. That's in the time of Haman. Shemani laim Mordechai and Esther, because I brought them Mordechai and Esther to save them, to prevent the Jews from being destroyed. La Perbri Siyatam, to cancel my covenant with them, be may parsi and tell the Persians, Shemarati Lahem, Shel Beis Rebbe Vechachme Toros. They're the Persians. I brought them, the Chachamim, from the house of Rebbe, meaning the Chachamim who were Rebbe's ancestors, right? Hillel Hazaka and all that. We're talking about Malchus Beis David. Right, and the Chachmei Adoros, and all of the Chachamim, all Chazal, many of Chazal are descended from Malchus Beis David. Right, Ki Ani Hashem Elokeichem, because I am Hashem, their God, Allah Asid Lavoi, all the way into the future. After Mashiach comes, I will still be their God. She'ein Kol Uma V'Lashon Yechol L'Shmaben. Nobody in the future, where after Mashiach comes, no other nation will be able to rule over us. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will rule ourselves. No nation will rule. will be able to rule us. Rabbi Levi Amar Marhacha, Rabbi Levi said we should learn from here. And if you do not take the land from those who already sit in the land, right? Who are already sitting there, the Knanim. If you do not take the Knanim, take the land of the Knanim, Rabbi Chia Amar Marhacha, Vayaka Asher Damisi Lasis Laem Eselachem. In that case, I will do what I was going to do to them, I will do to you. Meaning, the Jews did not kick all the Knanim out when they conquered the land. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished us all the way to the time of Haman and Achashverosh. But Achashverosh, I'm a Rav, Achiv Shel Rosh. What does it mean? Why is he called Achashverosh? Rav said, Achiv Shel Rosh. He was the brother of the king. Uven Gilu Shel Rosh, and he was the same age as the Rosh, as the king. Achiv Shel Rosh, Achiv Shel Mukhanetzar Rashach, and Nikra Rosh. Right, he was the brother, spiritually, not actually, of Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, because Nebuchadnezzar was called the Rosh, the king.